In a recent presentation to the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry by IMF consultant Dr. Kevin Greenidge, some sobering figures on productivity were highlighted. He observed that deteriorating total factor productivity has been the main drag on growth in Barbados over the last decade. He explained that total factor productivity measures the overall productivity of labor and capital and reflects human capital and technology. The figures show that between 2008 and 2017, TFP, as it is called, declined on average by 3.3 percentage points per year. It is a matter that has caught the attention of opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley yet again. He's been speaking to this issue in Parliament.
I have to say a word about productivity, Mr. Speaker, because if you're talking about movement of labor, you're talking about facilitating one of the key inputs in productivity, in addition to capital, etc. Now, I don't know that I've heard it very clearly outlined anywhere that there is a proper approach to the issue of productivity in the region. We continue to talk about it here in Barbados, that it is one of the things, one of the negatives of the Barbados economic experience. Insufficient level of output, insufficient level of productivity. My research for what obtains across the region is that the case is pretty much the same in many countries. And therefore, to be able to compete with the world, we've got to better produce, more efficiently produce, and create greater levels of output. It is necessary for competitiveness.
In response, Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Innovation, Marsha Cattle, said several government initiatives are aimed at tackling the problem. She says that one approach is to examine the degree to which technology can lead to increased productivity. She also touched again on the issue of growth.
So let us understand, in addition to changing that 50-year-old legislation that was the town and country planning legislation, in addition to giving a 2% effective corporation tax, the other thing that we've done is that we've been able to put money back in people's hands. Because when people can spend, when people have money to purchase goods and services, then money is turning over in the economy, and that is how our small businesses, for example, can grow. So that when we were able to put almost $300 million back in people's hands through rebates and through the return of money from CLECO, that, sir, is a growth strategy. So that people are able to participate in the economy again. When we are able to allow people to invest through the Trust Loan Program in their small businesses, that is a growth strategy. When we are able to make sure that all of these government services that people have to get up and catch a bus and or ask for a drop to go and get a police certificate of character, to go and do all of these things that really they should be able to do from the comfort of their homes online, saving them money, so meaning that they have more disposable income, because if they're not spending money on those transaction costs, they're spending that money on something else that is going to contribute to economic activity. And so the $40 million loan that we signed with the Inter-American Development Bank last week for the modernization of government is for that particular investment, to be able to migrate some of these government services online, not only helping people to save money in transaction costs, but also sending the signal to investors, domestic and foreign, that we are serious.
Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Innovation, Marsha Cattle. You heard her on Sagicor's Early Business.